Good morning, Caleb in for Paul on this Thursday morning. Bill Gilmer will join us in studio tomorrow, and you'll hear the best of Paul Miller highlighting some of the most interesting interviews in 2018 on New Year's Eve Monday. Joining us on the line right now are a couple of guests who make time every Thursday right around this time to speak with us. It's Amy Sherman and John Gonzalez from the Behind the Mitten program. And good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, hey, thanks for joining us. As you heard yesterday, or not yesterday, but last week here on WPHM, this upcoming Saturday's Behind the Mitten program is going to be the last one. And that's so sad to hear, because you guys always seem to find real interesting places to visit here in the state of Michigan. So
we're sad that we're ending.
On behalf of all of us, thank you for a good year of programming here. And as Paul said last week, we'll still check in with you from time to time. I know you're planning to come over here sometime this summer, and you always do your Michigan best searches and that sort of thing. So we'll still keep tabs with both of you as you travel the state for your day job, which is for M Live. Give us a taste of what we're going to hear on the final Behind the Mitten program coming up this Saturday.
Well, we've put together an extravaganza of some of our favorite guests from the brewing industry. They all got together with us one day to record together. And so we've got lots of stories from different places, mostly focused on the west side of the state. But we're going to talk a lot about beer. We're going to have a lot of beers of the week, and we're going to see what's happening in the brewing industry in Michigan one last time, just to go out with a big bang.
And Gonzo, I got to say thank you, by the way, on behalf of both myself and Paul, for the beautiful assortment of fudge that you sent us in the mail a few weeks ago.
Well, that's just from both of us. We were up on Mackinac Island, as covering the story of opening up for the winter for Original Murdoch's Fudge. And we were there, and Amy's like, we got to send some fudge to Paul and Caleb and our friends at WPHM. And I'm like, of course. So we just sat there, filled out the little cards, and they went right to you. Did you like the little twig of spruce that is included in each gift, in each gift box?
Yeah. Yes. I noticed that. the little things. I put out some of that peanut brittle here at the radio station, and that's, man, I walked away for a second, I went back, and it's gone. It's just devoured.
That's about right.
That happens at a radio station, right?
That's some good stuff. You guys have done a really great job, and what I love about Michigan, and I certainly really enjoy traveling to different corners of the state, and just kind of like you guys, I enjoy checking out new towns and new places, new breweries, that sort of thing. What's really cool about Michigan is everyone just thinks that, their town is the best. Everyone's got this Michigan pride, and they got this hometown pride. And whether you're in Port Huron or you're on the west side of the state or up in the UP, everyone is just so proud to be from Michigan. Pure Michigan just kind of reigns true to this whole entire state. And you guys got to see that firsthand, didn't you?
We sure did. That's been the best part of our job. On either job is meeting the incredible people in our state. And you're right. I think that passion has only grown for Michigan over the last few years, and people are really owning it. And they are so proud to show off what they've built in their town. And we've been so happy to uncover those stories, and we will continue to uncover those stories for MLive.com. That part won't end. You just won't hear us on over the airwaves anymore.
I think, Caleb,
One thing that we want to do in 2019, you mentioned earlier, is get to Port Huron. There's such a buzz about what's going on over there and what you guys are doing. Some new places opening, new hotels, new restaurants. We want to tell that story. We'll do it. We'll continue to do that at MLive.com. But we'll continue to travel the state. But you're right. There's a sense of pride, and I think that we're all proud of our state, and we should all be proud of each other. So we should celebrate what's happening in Port Huron and in the Upper Peninsula and on the west side, the northern, east side, southwest Michigan. We should all get behind and rally around it.
And that was a great thing about your program, is that you highlighted a lot of those unique things that you just don't you just don't hear about anywhere else. There's, and that's kind of was the whole goal behind your program, is that, okay, we're aware of Frankenmuth. We're aware of Mackinac Island. We know about some of these big tourist destinations, but then you guys will go to some of these places and seek out maybe some of the lesser known or some of the places that the locals like to visit. And, you know, you go behind the scenes and check out some of those spots as well.
Yeah, that was what was great about it, is finding those hidden gems that you're maybe unaware of. And then it's absolutely fantastic. And the other thing we loved about it was, you might know Mackinac Island, but you might not know the story of Doubt's grocery store and why it's, you know, the nation's oldest grocery store. And it's the stories behind the story that's always so very interesting to us. And then again, the people that like put together these incredible events, like say the National Cherry Festival, you know, how they worked so hard all year and what was their inspiration for this and that, and just, you know, learning about them personally and what their personal favorites across Michigan were. It was just fascinating.
You guys, a regular feature on your program is Beer of the Week, and I know you also have a Beer of the Year, and then I'm also going to step it up a notch, like basically the Beer of All Time, since you've been doing your program. Do you have a pick for that?
Actually, Amy and I are meeting today, and we're going to discuss Beer of the Year. We will have one. It won't be on the episode this weekend. You'll have to go to mlive.com to find it exclusively there. But,
I don't know. Beer of all time, that's like picking your own favorite kid. That would be a tough one, Caleb. That would be a tough one. I'll have to think long and hard about that one.
Well, I'll phrase it another way. What is the most unique beer or brewery that you visited over the course of your travels here in the state? Does one really stick out?
That's the beautiful thing about Michigan breweries, is that each one tells a unique story. Each one has a unique setting. You know, all their beers are totally different. So to say that one is, you know, the most unique one in the state, I don't know what that answer would be. I mean, because we've been to, you know, breweries that are located in the basement of a former church. We've been in these beautiful, you know, palaces to beer, you know, that are 70,000 square feet. I mean, it's such a variety that people always say, what's your favorite beer? And I say, whatever is in my glass right now. You know, wherever I'm sitting right now is my favorite.
No, that's a good answer.
It's a diplomatic answer.
So you're doing the last show here, and you'll listen to it on noon on 1380 WPHM, and you guys are going to kind of feature some of the best breweries and some of the places that you visited over the course of the past year on WPHM during the Behind the Mitten show. What can we expect from you guys on M Live here in 2019? Do you have anything planned as far as Michigan's best, you know, fill in the blank search?
Yeah, no, we definitely have a lot of plans. Just to wrap up this weekend's show, I think if you're planning a trip to Grand Rapids, we will tell you about some really cool places you might not have heard of. We'll talk about Mitten Brewery, of course, that's where we broadcast from. But we also highlight a couple newer breweries, that are must visits when you come to Grand Rapids. As for 2019 at mlive.com, yeah, we have a long list of plans and projects, and Michigan's best. People say, haven't you run out of ideas yet? No, there's no shortage of ideas. Amy and I are astounded every year when we sit down to plan out the next year of, oh yeah, we could do this or we could do that. And here's the fun part, especially for those listening right now, is that they're not set in stone. So we could say, you know what, come April or May, we could say, you know what, we just got an email from someone from Port Huron that suggested we do this. And we look at each other and we say, oh my gosh, why didn't we think of that? That's a great idea. So we still welcome input all the time.
You two have to have some of the coolest jobs out there in media. I do have to say, I'm quite jealous. I know Paul is too. getting to travel the state for your job, checking out all of these unique places, drinking beer, just a really fun time. And I think you've done a great job of encapsulating that fun atmosphere into your show. It's fun to listen to. It's lighthearted. It's informational, but entertaining at the same time. So we wish both of you, you know, all the best. And thanks for providing that show to us. You know, I was really, really happy to have it on WPHM for the past year.
Well, thank you so much. It's been our privilege and honor to tell these stories, and we have just been so thankful for everyone in Port Huron for listening over the last year. And we will come and visit, and we'll continue to tell stories from the Blue Water area.
Hey, we'll see you both when you do. I appreciate it. That's Amy Sherman, John Gonzalez, both from MLive.com. You hear them on Behind the Mitten, which is having its last broadcast this Saturday at noon here on 1380 WPHM. You two, have a happy new year. Have a great 2019, and we'll see you down the road.
Take care.
Thanks, Caleb.
All right, John and Amy from M Live and Behind the Mitten here on 1380 WPHM. Caleb in for Paul. It's 9:23.